Demand forecasting and inventory management using AI and why it is important. Obviously, accurate demand forecasting, the more you get it right, it helps business to predict customer demand, optimize inventory levels, and reduce cost. The organizations in the past have always struggled to find and interpret the right data and predict customer demand accurately. The discrepancy between predicted and actual demand, as you can reduce as much as possible, will give you a greater output in the business. Obviously, if you get your forecast accurate, very close to actual, you will avoid overstocking or understocking, depending on which side of the table you are. You'll be doing resource allocation in an optimized way. You can also plan for promotional campaigns effectively, and you can ensure timely fulfillment of customer orders. So AI, how does AI does accurate or tries to do accurate demand forecasting? Of course, it looks at historical data from various sources like customer purchase history, the seasonality, the demand fluctuation, the price implication, and so on and so forth. It also looks at external data like weather patterns, macroeconomics trends, consumer behaviors, and much more. And because it's using a wider range of data sources, it keeps on refining its prediction. Instead of just looking one causal analysis, it looks at multiple causal analysis, therefore comes up with multiple outcomes with everyone having with some degree of confidence, and thereby giving you a range to pick up which would suit you as a business. So as an example, a company which sells ice cream, which is a very seasonal product, uses AI to predict weather pattern and their impact on demand. And with this kind of thing, they are able to give their dealer or the end shop of the ice cream ingredients much in time and in a quantity which will get sold very quickly, thereby not only improving the profit of your dealer, the profit of the organization, and optimized inventory management. So what do you get in inventory management? How do you optimize it? So one of the important thing is, of course, you get access to real-time tracking. The more data you are able to give to the AI model and the more current the data is, the better it becomes with prediction. You start working on predictive restocking, so you know when to reorder and when it will run low, by what time, what is the delivery times, and therefore when you should order, how much you should order, the economic order quantity, and all that is built inside the model, and it is able to do restocking in a very predictive way. At the same time, if things go faster or outside the normal parameters, it can start doing dynamic inventory allocation, and by doing all that, it ensures that the waste is minimized. And if the waste is minimized, the cost also comes down, and if the cost comes down, the profit increases. And the key AI technologies behind inventory management is our favorite machine learning models, natural language processing models. And in this case, we use Internet of Things, where we track the stocks inside the warehouses. We use a robotic process automation, RPA, or robots to kind of ensure that the inventory moves in a certain way and in the best possible way. And we use RPA to automate repetitive tasks like order processing and stock updates, thereby giving better accuracy of the stock in hand. And warehouse automation and robotics has taken place. So you've used computer vision, the sound, and other parameters to make a fantastic new robots which work on AI, and they are very efficient in inventory handling, order fulfillment, and supply chain management. The objective, of course, for automation and robotics is to reduce human error and speed up the process. You optimize the space utilization, you enhance the scalability of your operations, and you improve accuracy, reduce waste. And how does AI play a part in warehouse automation? Because AI, it plays a pivotal part by making the warehouse a very intelligent system. It can ensure a better inventory management. It looks at a fine-tuned order picking and fulfillment module, and thereby it increases the accuracy, ensures that the orders are processed faster, and therefore reaches the customer faster, improves customer satisfaction. The predictive maintenance in warehouse with sensors in robotic everywhere is able to identify what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and so on. Thereby, you have more scheduled maintenance and less downtimes or maintenance which is not scheduled. Forced maintenance is avoided to a large extent. And therefore, you now have autonomous mobile robots, AMR. They navigate the warehouse floors autonomously, transporting items between them. You have collaborative robots known as cobots. They work along with human workers to boost productivity, like sorting and packing. You have robotic picking systems, which uses AI-driven vision systems to identify and pick items accurately from the various shelves. Now, you also have automated guided vehicles, AGVs, which follow a predefined path to move goods, reducing reliance on forklifts and manual labor. You have automated storage and retrieval system, ASRS. So they are computer control system that automatically place and retrieve items from storage locations. It is knowing what it is there and how to take it out. And they use the AGVs to kind of deliver it wherever it needs to go. And because of use of automated storage and retrieval system, you are able to optimize the storage space, and therefore you improve the inventory availability accuracy and you reduce the labor cost that is required. What technology plays an important part? Computer vision, because through the machine, through the lenses, it's able to process the items, visible items, and manipulate items with precision using the vision, whether it is image or video, and thereby it plays an important part. NLP, which is natural language processing, again plays a very important part in the warehouse automation. IoT integrations, so Internet of Things, you use it. So you have smart sensors, so you are able to manage, monitor the warehouse from a central place as well. You have something known as warehouse execution system. So it's a software which orchestrates and coordinates warehouse operations, and it integrates with existing warehouse management systems that are there in the market. Now, the warehouse execution system, it helps to optimize workflows and thereby manage resources, and overall it enhances efficiency, making the warehouse operate at a much better level. And because it operates at much better level, your inventory management, losses and everything comes down. Inventory management becomes much better. Now, examples of AI in warehouse automation in Indian e-com industries are Amazon, for example, uses a Kiva type of robots. So they automate order picking and reduce the warehouse operation costs. So you pick in the system what items you require. The Kiva robots goes to the location where the items are kept, take out the items, bring it back for further delivery. Flipkart has just introduced an AI-powered robots for sorting packages, enhancing efficiency in supply chain. Now, obviously, Indian e-com companies have achieved significant results using AI in warehouse automation as per NASSCOM reports. So average efficiency improvement is in the area of 60 to 80%. That is just doubling of efforts. And because of which, obviously, there'll be cost reduction, which is up to 30 to 50%, which is amazingly good figures to have. More importantly, the errors have reduced by around 80 to 90%, which is really good. And all of this has ensured that return on investment or ROI is achieved anywhere between 1 year to 2 years time frame. And after that, it's pure profit that gets added in the business. So we've taken some more examples of Flipkart's, how they're using warehouse automation and robotics journey. So they have used AGVs, which is automated guided vehicles. So they say 60% reduction in order processing time because of using AGV. The smart sorting system, by implementing a cross-belt sorters, has reduced the error by 90%, and overall results by warehouse automation and robotics journey by Flipkart, they have improved their efficiency by 80%. They have reduced the delivery time by 50%. Manual interventions have reduced by 70%, and they have calculated that their return on their investment they have achieved within 18 months, which is amazing. Amazon warehouse example, same thing. They are using their robotics. They are able to automate the storage and retrieval system, as I said. So it's a mobile shelving units, pick to light systems, and by doing it in 8 fulfillment centers in India, they have seen 45% improvement in picking accuracy, 30% increase in the picking speed, and thereby the storage capacity has increased by 50%, and 2x improvement in order processing speed, which is really out of the world. 65% reduction in order errors, and 40% reduction in operating cost. These numbers speak by itself on the effectiveness of warehouse automation and use of robotic technology inside the warehouse in supply chain management. Reliance JioMart, one of the late entrants or latest entrants in India market, they are using AI in form of shuttle systems. So they have automated the storage and retrieval system, and they say there are 200 plus shuttles in operations, which does 6,000 picks per hour capability. And using AI computer vision, they sort it, they do automatic label generation, and thereby have a real-time inventory tracking. In terms of performance metrics, they have reported that the throughput has increased by 300% or 3 times, 70% reduction in manual handling, and 40% improvement in space utilization is the figure that they have reported. Delivery route optimization using AI. So obviously, with the help of AI, businesses are able to ensure faster and more reliable deliveries by identifying the most efficient routes. We, as a consumer, common layman consumers, have seen it using Google Maps and Apple Maps and so on and so forth. They analyze the traffic congestions, weather condition, and other variables in real time, and they utilize advanced algorithms to optimize the delivery schedules and reduce delays. Now, because they optimize the delivery schedule and reduce the delay, they minimize the fuel consumption and also delivery expenses by planning it better. And because they plan better, they are able to meet the delivery times more often than not, and thereby they meet the customer expectations. And because they do all that, they do cost saving, carbon footprint betterment, reduction in carbon footprints, improved delivery times are important benefits of it. And all this leads to customer satisfaction, and they play a part in sustainability of the environment. So now you would say, how do they do that? How do they find ways to optimize the route? So what they do is, first they look at the real-time traffic analysis. So they use the GPS, traffic sensors, historical patterns about office times, leaving times, and so on and so forth, to predict and avoid delays. And at the same time, they also enable the real-time route adjustments wherever required. So they use the predictive analysis, the historical delivery patterns and traffic behaviors, and they are able to accurately try to accurate delivery time predictions. And they also use dynamic route optimization basis the live data that they get. So if there's an accident on the way or there's a road closure, they try to find an alternate route to reach the destination. And more often than not, the alternate route is already pre-known and it's also getting tracked. And sometimes the alternate route becomes the main route if it saves time and effort. They use the geospatial analysis. So they look at clusters, proximity, distance, urgency, and this kind of streamline the delivery routes. They also do what is known as vehicle capacity planning. So they understand what kind of vehicles are going, what is the time, what kind of load it can take, and thereby what is the package sizing should be, the weights and the deadlines, and they're able to manage that. Now, basis all this, they also see what kind of drivers are required, and they schedule the driver, what kind of training the driver had, his efficiency, his sleeping pattern and his freshness and whatnot, to ensure that they have the right driver to take the vehicle out. And last mile delivery optimization, the final delivery, they're trying to find ways of doing it through drones, autonomous vehicles, and they do that all using the advanced AI tools. So in this technology and the usage, machine learning plays a part. The new thing that is getting added, the new AI technology that gets added in the delivery route optimization, is something known as Geographic Information System, or GIS. So all the routes are mapped and geographical patterns are tracked. Traffic is managed, the terrain is known, and the accessibility factors are considered. It has IoT, so you get the real-time vehicle data, where it is located, if the machines are, the motor is working fine, the tires are right, the exhaust is right. So using the OBD data inputs, they are able to track it and send it back. And using all that, they do the route adjustment, and if required, even stop recommendations. They have optimizing algorithms. So there are various algorithms that are available, which is now automated using AI. And to ensure, all this is done to ensure you minimize the travel time and the distance, and also account for any delivery constraints such as time window or charges, tolls on that route, and the vehicle capacity. Now, examples of AI and delivery route optimization. So one of the examples is Amazon. So it, what Amazon does is it utilizes the AI and machine learning and tries to optimize the delivery routes for the extensive fleet that it has. And at the same time, once the fleet is out on the road, it analyzes the real-time traffic and other factors and dynamically adjusts routes to ensure the timely delivery. DHL, of course, as we discussed before, employs AI-powered route optimization tools to do the same thing. So they predict, take the real-time tracking, and then adjust the delivery times, the routes to meet the delivery times. UPS has implemented something known as Orion system, which is on-road integrated optimization and navigation. Now this is powered by some advanced algorithms. It considers the delivery window, the road conditions, the traffic to find the efficient routes when it is out in the real world. So to summarize, AI obviously plays an important part in supply chain operations by making it more efficient, adaptive, and responsive. AI-powered demand forecasting, inventory management, warehouse automation, delivery route optimization helps in streamlining operations and reduces cost overall. AI, of course, analyzes the sales trend, supplier performance to get a better supply chain management. It uses historical data and also looks at external factors to predict demand with higher accuracy. AI-powered robots obviously automate tasks inside the warehouse by picking, sorting, packing, and increases the efficiency, reduce the error, and thereby enhancing the inventory accuracy. It finalizes, it looks at optimizing the delivery route using real-time data of traffic, weather, schedule, road conditions, and much more. And obviously, with what it has done now, as it advances further, its role in supply chain and logistics optimization will continue to grow in importance. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you for your patient listening.